His first year as head coach with the Brisbane Broncos, of course, that is club legend Kevvy Walters. How are you, Kevvy?
Hey, good afternoon, gents. Yeah, it's going well, thanks. Looking forward to the weekend's trial against the Cowboys, of course, and then weekend off and then into Parramatta for round one, which is, it's all very exciting.
Start to smell the danker. Hey, before we start talking about the footy, how's Alan been? You mate Alan Langer. How's it been linking with him again?
No, leave the mateship out of it, mate. He's no mate of mine. He's been good. He's a Bronco through and through, and a terrific guy to have around the place. Just his knowledge and his the way he just goes about his business. It's great to have him around. Yeah. And he's like everyone, disappointed with what happened last year, at the Broncos. But we're about fixing that up this year and making sure that we do everything that we can to get the club back on track.
Kevvy, you've had a few challenges in the off-season. What has been the biggest one for you taking over as the coach at the Broncos?
The big one for mine has been, just working on our defensive patterns and our structure and defence. Last year, I think they were the worst defensive team. We pretty much last at everything, the Broncos. So that's where we started. We know that the good premiership teams and the teams that, go well into September or October, whenever the grand final is these days, they've got, good defensive structure. So that's what we've been working on. And the other thing is the togetherness of the players. And, it was pretty humbling for them, last year with what happened. And, I guess you lose a lot of confidence, you lose a lot of faith in those around you, and you just try to go and, solve things by yourself. So that's been our big thing, is getting that togetherness there again with the Broncos and also working, really hard with our defensive patterns and our defensive structures.
Yeah, pretty important, the unity, isn't it? Now, Tabita Pangai Jr., he's one of my favourite players when he's on, Kevvy. When taking the role, was one of your discussions with him how important he is to be on the field as opposed to being off it?
Well, that's right, Sats. And that happened a lot last year for different reasons, with their top sort of 10 players not being involved in the season as such. A lot of them were either suspended, like Tabita was, or injured. Matt Lodge spent a lot of time on the sidelines with injuries. Anthony Milford was the same. I guess this year for us, it's about getting those your key players, your best players, on the field regularly and getting them, playing at a level where they're capable of and what's expected of them. And Tavita, at his best, wouldn't find too many better forwards, in the competition with his explosiveness and his power and the way he can change games. But at his worst, and we've seen some of that last year as well, is sort of no value to anyone. So we need to get him on the field and playing the football that he's capable of.
Now, there's been so many big signings. Well, there is every pre-season, off-season, Kevvy, and there's one that's flown under the radar, and I think you guys got one of the better ones. I think he's one of the most skillful forwards we've seen in the modern game for a long time, and, of course, that's John Asiata. Is he the player that, for you, who is such an attacking player, that adds that dimension that the Broncos haven't had, especially last year?
Yeah, exactly, Sats. As you say, he's a skillful player, a very skillful player, and he brings a different dimension to our attack. And we've got a lot of mobile, hostile forwards, middlemen, that can make yards and bust tackles, but this guy's a creator, and, he's great for our mix in the side. He also, and even more importantly, away from the football field and off the field, he's been a great leader for our younger forwards as well, good mentor for them. He's got good experience now. He's a premiership winner with the Cowboys in 2015. And, we've picked up a good one there. From what we've seen so far from John, he's been outstanding for us.
Is he potentially captain material, mate? And are you close to making a decision around the skipper?
Yeah, we're very close to making a decision. Alex Glenn will captain the side, this Saturday night. It's his testimonial game. And, all things being equal, I think Alex is the right person as well to lead the club forward for the 2021 season. Everyone had a tough year last year, and Alex was one of those players with injuries and the like and the way the club went. So we'll give him the opportunity. I've worked with Alex a little bit in the past when I had different times at the club, and I always found him, above anything else, as a club man and a good Broncos man. So that's what we need to lead this club, for the 2021 season.
Oh, yeah. Kevvy, there's been a lot of talk in the last 24 hours. Corey Parker's come out and said, he didn't hear from you and all that sort of stuff. And Sats and I have actually dueled about this, on air a bit. First of all, what was his role in the coaching team? Was it a senior coaching role or was it just as a consultant?
I don't know, have all the information because I wasn't at the club last year, and I used to work with Corey at Fox, and he was... through the COVID period, couldn't work at the club. So I'm not sure 100% what his role was last year, but I just felt, last year, for this coming season, that we needed some experienced coaches around our younger squad, our young players, and we picked up those two in John Cartwright and Terry Madison. Both have coached for 20 years or more. Both have had senior coaching roles, both here and overseas. So the experience factor for mine was the telling tale, and I've been really pleased with how we've come together as a package. Because obviously it's a team event, and also from a coaching point of view, it's a team event as well. So yeah, and Corey, look, I understand he's a little bit upset. He's been a great Broncos player, and he was involved with the club in what capacity I'm not entirely sure. Last year, I think he was doing some defensive work with the players, but we've just gone down a different path, and certainly respect everything that Corey's done in the game, and I wish him well. I'm sure he'll be back at the Broncos, at some stage in the near future.
Now, Kevy, we spoke to Johnny Cartwright last week, your mate from 1990. He blames you for getting pepper sprayed in France.
Yeah, well, probably was me. I was the cheeky one that couldn't fight, and Carty was the big one that could. So, I hid behind him, mate, and he copped most of the macing that night, being the bigger man at the front. But that was quite an experience. It was a bonding experience. We thought, oh, bloody hard. We couldn't understand for a start what they were saying, but geez, when they hit us with the mace, they hit us pretty hard, I can tell you.
hey, Kevy, you had a trial last week against Wynnum, and Tevita and Matty Lodge and a few of the first graders played in. What do you take from those trials against your feeder club? Do you take much from those at all, or is it just purely about those senior players getting minutes under their belt?
Well, that was a big one for us, was to give, Tevita and Matt Lodge. Tessie played as well. Tessie Neal, who, looks like being one of our centres to start the season. Jesse Arthur's another one in contention, for a first grade spot, for round one. So it's a few of those guys that needed to play, as well as giving an opportunity to some of the younger ones that have trained and trialled with us, over that period, over that, sort of Christmas and then post-Christmas. So, yeah. Did we get much out of it? Yeah, you always get things out of trials. It was a good hit out for our players. It was a good hit out for Wynnum. I thought Wynnum showed some really promising signs for their season, ahead in the Intra Super Cup. And they've been a good, strong club, haven't they, for the last, three or four years. So it was a good experience, for us. We look forward now to this weekend against the Cowboys and looking to improve even more from what we started on last week.
Now, the kid I've been watching since he was about 14 or 15, Kevy, and you've seen a fair bit of him now over the pre-season, young Reece Walsh, and trying to tell many people who want to listen about up-and-coming potential NRL players. You like the attributes of what you've seen with this young fullback?
Yeah, I certainly do, Sats, and you've seen a lot more of him than that. Well, I have seen him play a couple of times for Queensland, a little bit in the under-18s, or 2 years ago now, wasn't it, when they won the... Melbourne Inga national title, yeah. So, yeah, he's come in, hasn't played. Unfortunately, for the sad thing for a lot of these young players, they just missed a whole season of rugby league last year. I think Reece had one game in an under-18s game, and then that was it for the season for him. And all he could do all year was train. So I'm really happy, and everyone is around the game, that our grassroots and our pathway systems are back up and running for this year. At this stage, they are anyway. The Intra Super Cup has been such a wonderful breeding ground. And Sats, you've seen them all come through with your commentary over the years, with Channel 9, that the pathway here, and you need to do your time at Intra Super Cup level. And from the great Cameron Smith, he had a good season at Norse way back in, was it 2001? To Billy Slater, Cooper Cronk, all these players, Matt Gillette, they've all come through the Intrust system. So it's good that Reece will be able to cut his teeth in there. And if he's that good, well, he'll get a game in first grade. But right now we need him to go back and play, against men and against players that have been, hitting the pavement for the last 10 years at Intrust Super Cup level. And let's see what he can do back there. And then we'll, he'll progress through. He's a good young player. He's got a good mindset as well.
When you put a deadline on Cam Smith and say to yourself as a coach, I've just got to move on.
Well, we're moving on as we speak, Sats. I mean, we haven't heard from the... You haven't got his... He might have changed numbers.
I actually texted him 2 months ago, but he's yet to get back to me, Kevy.
Well, I texted him 2 months ago as well, and I'm still every time the phone beats or text. Oh, this will be Smithy now, but no. Yeah, we're moving on. We're moving on regardless. Look, if he becomes available, obviously we'd be interested, but if not, we're just getting on with things. We've got more than capable players here at the club. Jake Turpin is one that'll get a, you know, an opportunity this weekend to show his wares. And Jake missed most of last year as well. So it's a great opportunity for him this weekend and into round one to show us what he can do with the nine jumper here at the Broncos.
Kevy, we've got a lot of Parramatta supporters that listen to our show in Sydney as well. So when they travel to Suncorp Stadium, February 12th, that's the Friday night game, what do Parramatta fans, what are they going to see from the Brisbane Broncos? What do you want to see?
Well, I want to see a committed team from the Brisbane side. We know what Parramatta can do. We've seen a lot of them in the last couple of years really blow the Broncos, you know, off the field, particularly the last sort of 12 to 18 months. So, yeah, they're a good side. They're well coached and they're a good experienced player. So, from our point of view, we just want to, you know, go out there and make our supporters and all of our fans and our team and our players, we want to put in a performance that we can be really proud of. You know, we need to be courageous, we need to be brave, we need to be all those things that you need to be, you know, in round one. It'll be a tough encounter for us. So I think they were top four side last year, Parramatta. So they're in good touch from last year. And, you know, it's a great way to start the season for us, you know, at Suncorp Stadium against a classy side like the Eels. It's a great challenge for our guys, but I'm sure we'll be ready for the Eels, fellas. Don't worry about that, Sats. We'll be ready, big fella.
Are you excited, Kevy? Are you excited
or nervous?
No, I'm excited. Rugby league's, you know, it's been a huge part of my life, and it's been a long time, you know, working away both from a playing point of view and also a coaching point of view to get myself back to the Broncos and in the role that I'm in at the moment. So I'm really genuinely excited about what lies ahead. Look, we know rugby league's a tough sport and there's lots of highs and lots of lows, and I expect that this season from the Broncos. But above all, you know, I love being involved in the game, particularly love, you know, coaching the Broncos. So I'm going to enjoy myself regardless of what happens throughout the season.
Yeah, good on you, Kevy. We love you, mate. Thanks for your time today on Sports Day, and good luck for 2021, just against all teams but the Rabbitohs, mate. Take it easy on them, okay?
That's all right. We'll get amongst everyone this year, the Broncos. Let's go, Broncos.